here, and that is that I'm a dad, and I'm an imperfect dad. I just asked my kids. But as dads, we have all the equipment we need in Christ to be better dads. In fact, if we followed them to a T 100% of the time, to be perfect dads, but we understand that that's just not the case. We're not perfect. Only our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are perfect. Holy Spirit. I don't do this very often because usually I'm not smart enough to do it, but I'm coming up with four T's this morning, okay? You know, you don't hear that from me very often. And those T's are time, touch, teach, and truth. You kind of impressed already, aren't you? Dave, come up with four T's. I want to start out with time. Ephesians 6:4 does tell us, fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. There's a lot packed in that verse. I wonder how many times kids have said, like I said sometimes when I was a kid, and I'm sure my kids probably said the same thing of me, boy, is Dad grumpy. Maybe Dad's busy doing something, and the child will say, you never play with me. Time's important with our kids, folks. And sometimes I think we as dads who lean a little bit in the arena of, well, we're here to provide for our family, and so we're doing all these extra things to make sure our family is provided for, not recognizing that part of providing for the family is us and our time. Yet sometimes we think we're too tired. Or we'll tell our kids, just keep quiet. Work, work, work. And then it says in this text, dads, don't exasperate your kids. Or as some versions would say, provoke them to anger. You know, we have a lot of stories. I'm going to share one of my son, who's not here, so I can share it. I don't know how many times my kids would say after they did something that they weren't supposed to do, Dad's going to kill us when he gets home. I am here to tell you this morning, all three of my kids are still alive today. They have no injuries that were given to them by me, as far as I can remember. But I remember one time coming back from work, and my son had taken the snowmobile out, which is no problem. That was allowed. He could do that. But he decided to take the snowmobile over a ditch that had a lot of water in it and only a little bit of ice. And when I got home, I was informed by my son, Dad, I took the snowmobile through the ditch, and now the snowmobile is partially submerged in water. I can't get it out. Well, he could see the disappointment in my eyes. I didn't do anything at the time, but he looked like too. He was scared that I was going to kill him, and I didn't. And I thought, okay, Dad's got to go out there and get the snowball out of here. I mean, what other choice do I have? So I went to put my boots on. They had been used by my son to get the snowball out, and they were full of ice-cold water. So I stuck the boots on. Here we go. Long story short, and that whole story was, I didn't beat my son. I didn't really discipline my son. He felt bad enough doing what he was doing. But I'm thinking, why couldn't I have done something like this? Get the snowball out of the water and say, son, let's go for a snowmobile ride. You know? That's kind of what our Heavenly Father does. He takes the opportunities in our life that maybe are negative. They may be filled with a bit of tension and a bit of, you know, whatever. And he takes it and he makes it into an opportunity to teach, to love, to care, and that sort of thing. I know I could go back in my life and I could find several opportunities where I could have done that with my son or with my daughters. And sometimes I did, but a lot of times I didn't. I looked at the point in time thing that happened and wouldn't allow myself sometimes to see the teaching moment that could come out of something like that. I don't want to beat myself up too much because I know God is a God of grace and mercy. And He teaches us how to do things differently. But spending precious time with your kids is important. Even spending precious time with your grandkids is important. We've got a wonderful example, don't we, in our Heavenly Father. You know, the story of the prodigal son, and as was noted this morning, of the loving father is where I want to go with this morning. How the son was doing his own thing. He didn't want to be really a part of the family. He wanted to go out and do his own thing. And there are times in the lives of kids as they get older that they want to spread their own wings and do their own thing and kind of do it my way, not the way my parents would have done it. And so they experiment and do all those kinds of things. And sometimes a child might go way off the beaten path. But boy, isn't it good to know in this story of the prodigal son who went way off the beaten path. The father never forgot the child. The father always loved the child. The father let the child go ahead and do some things that he shouldn't have done. But when he saw him off at the distance, while the son was walking his way towards the father was running. Running towards the son. He had lost time with his son. He wanted some time back. So, folks, that was the T this morning for time. I wanted to go to another one, and it's touch. And again, in the same story, I don't want us ever to minimize the value of healthy human touch. We live in a world today. When I was a junior high camp dean at camp for 20-some years. Early in my camping experience with the kids, there wasn't as much concern out there about the way you touch a child. Shouldn't hug a child maybe in certain ways and all that stuff. And you were so concerned about doing something that maybe was not quite right with a child. And of course, there are some predatory people out there that are doing some awful things. But it made people who wanted to do the right thing and the loving thing and to let a child know that they are loved and they are cared for to kind of almost second guess what you would do or how should I respond in a certain way with a child. And I remember how that got more and more that way the more I was into this. And I thought, you know what? Sometimes I want to chuck some of this stuff and just say, you need a hug, and I'm going to give you a hug. Don't minimize the value of healthy human touch. What did the father do with the prodigal son? He reached out and gave him a big hug and a kiss and said, I miss you. I love you. And in a world today where there's some that don't get that, they don't have a healthy human touch, they're crying out for a hug. They need to see you also be able to emote with them. Folks, men, fathers, this morning I want to tell you something. It's okay to cry. You know what? Most strong dads cry. It's okay to express your emotion, whether it's in hurt and pain or it's in extreme joy. It's okay to express your emotion. It's a part of that being in touch with a child that needs to know their love, like Jesus did when he went to the tomb of Lazarus and he wept. Why would he weep? Because he was going to go there and he's going to raise from the dead. But he saw those around him who were also emoting, and he too felt what they felt for someone who he loved. In the story of the prodigal son, we see a father who wants to really reach out and touch. And dads, I hope and pray that your kids and my kids don't feel like they can't come right up to you. Not just for human touch, but to share what's on their heart and know they got someone who really feels it and loves them unconditionally. They need to know you love them. And part of that is the way you respond to them. They need to know that it's okay when they have blown it miserably, that they can tell you and know that you still love them. You still love them. A touch sometimes will just let them know that you forgive them. There's a text in Isaiah 41, verse 10, that I want to read for us real quick here. It says this: "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You see, even in that text, the idea of touch. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God does touch us in some very real ways. Many times in my life when I felt like I just can't do it, and I know that God has been touching me. Through the Holy Spirit, he has been touching me and letting me know he is here. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. Our kids need to know that too, that their parents will never leave them and never forsake them. Even if as a child sometimes we may forsake a parent, we may be a prodigal, we wander away, God is there. I want to be there too. So that's touch. Important for us as dads to give time to our kids and give them that human touch as well. The third one here is teach. By example, not do what I say and not what I do. How many times we're guilty of that? Well, I'm your dad, so I can do it. You're my child and you can't. Why is there two different standards for child and parent? There isn't. We ought to lead by example. Sometimes that means a bit in the arena of sacrifice. But we need to lead by example for our children. Just as God leads us, we need to lead our children at all times. Folks, it is easy for us on Sunday morning to look the part. It's easy. I know what to say when I get here. When I use the name of Jesus here in church, it's in a good context. I wonder how many times when you use the name of Jesus out throughout the week, whether that context is the same. At all times, we need to teach our children at work, at church, at home, and at play. We need to show them Jesus. We need to show them godly behavior. We need to show them a morality that's hard to find sometimes. And also, while we're doing that, we need to point them to the ultimate example. Because I'll tell you what, you know what you can also teach your kids? You can teach them how to handle it when you blow it. Probably one of the greatest teaching tools is to teach your kids how to handle it when you blow it. Asking their forgiveness when we have erred. Ooh, that's tough to do sometimes, isn't it? But to teach them, even at times when we haven't done the right thing, to teach them to do the right thing by letting them know that when I do the wrong thing, I will confess my sin to God and I ask you to forgive me as well, and I'll try to do it better next time. That's teaching too. Which means we all can do it, right? James 1:27 tells us to take care of the widow and the orphans. Wouldn't it be good to have our kids see how their parents and their dads in particular are taking care of those, not just within the small circle of family, but how we're also reaching out and trying to take care of those around us. What a godly example that would be for our kids to see that they care about others and not just themselves. Because sometimes I think we live in a very selfish world where we're only concerned about me or my immediate environment and nothing else. I hope in the Church of Jesus Christ we're always able to see beyond the walls. You know, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment. You see, it's a lot easier to honor your father and your mother when your father and your mother are honorable and live a life that honors God. Let me end with the last T here. Truth. Truth. Oh. I long for truth in the world that we live in today. So many times now we look at what's going on in the world and we ask ourselves, is this fake news or is this real news? You know, where's the truth out there? And sometimes you have to second guess what it is you hear. And I want the truth. And the Bible says, if you know the truth will set you free. Oh, I pray that we would know the truth. Surround our children with the truth. And that also means to confess when we're wrong as well. We need help. They need help. I pray that we would also realize that we can avail ourselves as fathers and mothers of others around us that can take some of that burden off us as well. It is so good to be a part of a church community. Well, there are other fathers out there or fatherly people out there that can help you as well in the role that we have as dads. I believe in the community of faith and that we can help each other. You know, it used to be in the old days that when you were in neighborhoods and the kids would go outside, if the kid was over in your neighborhood, you took responsibility for that kid. You know, and if your kid was in someone else's neighborhood, they took responsibility for that kid. They would even discipline your child if your child needed discipline. And it doesn't seem like we live in a world that's that way anymore. But in the community of faith, wouldn't it be good to know that we're there for each other? When we're lacking a little bit, that someone else can help fill the gap. Because I believe that's what God wants the community of faith to do. As fathers and mothers, as men and women, that we would do that. You know, as I close this morning, I make this statement because it puts us all in the same boat and helps us to realize we shouldn't be so tough on each other, on ourselves, I should say. Because the trouble with being a parent is that by the time you're experienced, your kids are gone. Isn't it true? I remember when Lisa and I first became parents, I thought, well, we're going to do it better than mom and dad. They did a good job, both mom and dads, both sides did a good job. But we're going to do it better because, you know, we've seen the way they did us, and we're just going to do it even better than they do. And boy, I'll tell you what, it's not long after you have your kids, you say, Mom, Dad, help, because I don't know how to do this. But they had to do the same thing, didn't they? We started as rookies. And by the time our kids are grown and gone, we're still not experts, but at least we know a little bit about parenting, don't we? Don't be too hard on yourself. Never stop being a parent. As your kids get older, your kids have kids, And maybe if you're fortunate, their kids have kids. You can continue to be a parent. Teach them the things that you learned from a lot of the mistakes that you made. But we can still be a parent. And know that ultimately we have a Heavenly Father that says, you know what, Dave, even though you blew it sometimes as a parent, I forgive you and I love you. And thank you for trying. I know you're not me. And I know sin gets in the way sometimes. But keep on keeping on. And I encourage you as parents to keep on keeping on. And if you feel you've made a total mess so far, start from this day forward. Say, God, I want to do this the honorable way. It might mean going back to a child and saying, you know, I want to ask you to forgive me. I was way too selfish as a dad. And there's a lot of things I should have done that I didn't do. Forgive me. You'd be amazed how far that can go. Not just with a child, but with anyone. And I want to do it right from this point forward. Do that if that's what you need to do. Maybe you don't need to do that, but you need to hone some skills a little bit. Keep your kids and their kids in your prayers and seek the opportunities to do the honorable thing, to do the dad kind of thing, the grandpa kind of thing, or grandmas and mothers as well. I'm speaking to all, but I'm kind of, it is Father's Day. And ask God to help. He's got a beautiful template, doesn't he? In his word. And he tells us the way we can do it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit living within us, we can do it. So let's make that effort, guys, to do it better than we have been doing it. For all of us have growing edges, don't we? Can I hear an amen to that?
Amen. Amen.
All right, let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for loving us the way you do, caring for us the way you do, showing us the perfect example the way you do. We are so grateful. Help us to parent in a way that honors you. Even if that means we haven't done it thus far, but we're going to do it from this point forward. Help us to realize as our kids and their kids continue to grow up that we never cease becoming parents, even if we don't have the kids to parent. There are others that we can help with. Help us to be a fatherly presence or a motherly presence in other people's lives. And we just give you thanks and praise that you're the great teacher. Help us to sit at that desk and learn from you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.